Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Sela, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, thank you for tuning in today, and I just want to take a moment to invite you to drop us a line or give us a call. Bible Baptist Church of Sela, Washington. Sela is S-E-L-A-H. Our mailing address is Post Office Box. That's P.O. Box 1089. That's 1089 Sela, Washington, 98942. Our telephone number is 509-949-5493. That number again is 509-949-5493. We're an independent Baptist church. We're located north of the Sela High School on the Sela Loop Road at the corner of Sela Loop and Tibling. And I live in Yakima. If you're in the Yakima area, it takes about 15 minutes to get to the church. That's not very far. We have people attend our church from West Valley, East Valley, Terrace Heights, Yakima, as well as Sela. We're not a large church, but I want to tell you something. We love the Lord. We have a tremendous spirit in our church. We use the King James Bible. We sing the hymns. We love to sing them. Sometimes it's Unclouded Day, I'll Fly Away, Amazing Grace, and so on. Almost every Sunday night, we sing favorites from the book, and maybe the first and last verse to get in as many hymns as we can. Well, anyway, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, if you get your Bible or maybe a pad of paper and pencil to follow along with me today, Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Apostle Paul writes to the Christians at the church at Rome, and he tells them something here. God commendeth, showed his love toward us, even though we were sinners, okay? Christ died for us. And the Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, over in Romans 3:23. And in Romans chapter 3, verse number 10, it says, there is none righteous, no, not one. The end of verse 12, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But in verse 20 of Romans 3, therefore by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So keeping the law and doing good works won't save you. But realize, we're not good, we're not righteous, we're a sinner. But here it says that God loves us. God loves us in spite of ourselves. God loves the sinner. He hates our sin, but he loves the sinner. Now in Romans 5, 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. The ungodly is the unsaved, the impious, and the wicked. Christ died for the ungodly. If you ever meet somebody in your life and you say, oh, they're so wicked, there's no hope for them. Listen, there is hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to challenge you with something today. And as a young man, I went through this. I didn't serve the Lord like I should when I was a young man. I'm ashamed to say it, but it's true. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I grew up there in Detroit. And my parents were good people, but they weren't saved. I remember them going to church once when I was a young kid. My dad was 62 when he did get saved, and he served the Lord the rest of his life. He passed away at age 79. But let me say, as I talk about this, about sin, you know, I hear people say, you know, if I go to church, man, they want me to go to church, do this, do this, do this. Listen, life is like that. It will cost you more to live in sin than it will to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people don't want to serve the Lord. They say, well, it takes too much time. Or they want me to give money. Or I'll know I'll have to give up something I do in order to serve the Lord. Maybe some bad habit or something you've got. It will cost you to live in sin. It will cost you to serve self. It will cost you to follow the devil's crowd. When I was a young man, and I would go to church some. I had been saved at the age of 9. But I kind of went out and did my own thing. Not making an excuse, but my parents didn't go to church. There was no example, and I kind of went out and did my own thing. And at age 19, I was at death's door about two times before I was 19. And I'm going to tell you something. When we look at this and say, well, it takes time. It takes time to go to church. It takes time out of my busy schedule to serve the Lord, and we can go on and on. Listen, it takes time to go to the bars. It takes time to go to the pool halls. It takes time to live in sin. They say, well, all they want when I go to church, they want money. Listen, that's not what we want. Tithing, the Bible teaches tithing and giving, but let me tell you this. You go to the bar, booze costs money. You go to the liquor store, they don't give it to you free. Booze costs money. People who are on drugs, drugs cost money. Not only does it cost something, but the booze and the drugs will captivate you and will own you, and you will be a slave to the booze and to the drugs. Say, how do you know, preacher? Well, I've dealt with people for 48 years in the ministry. When I was 19, the last time I almost died, I had alcohol poisoning at age 19. I know what alcohol does to a person, okay? Not only what I've seen in others, what I saw in my own life. Loose living brings sin and disease. Alcohol brings psoriasis of the liver. There's social diseases. There's AIDS and so on and so forth. Listen, it will take all of your time to live in sin, more time than it takes to serve the Lord. You have to give up a lot of things to live in sin and serve self. People say, well, if I get saved and go to church, or maybe you're saved and backslidden, if I go to church, it's going to take a lot of time. It takes a lot of time to live in sin. I've heard people say, well, if I'm going to serve the Lord, I might have to give up some things. I know I got to give up my smoking and my chewing tobacco, and I got to give up my snuff, and I got to give up my booze and my drugs, and I got to give up my pornography, and all these things you say you got to give up. Listen. You have to give up a lot of things to live in sin and serve self. You can lose your family. You can lose your wife. You can lose your kids. You can lose your house and lose everything that you have. You can lose your dignity. You can lose your self-respect. And I can go on and on and on. Men go after women and women go after men. They get caught up in immorality and pornography and all of these things. And be sure, the Bible said, be sure your sin will find you out. Some people think, well, I'm just getting along fine and nobody knows. Listen, God knows. And the Bible said, be sure your sin will find you out. Pretty soon it all gets revealed. And then these people lose their families and their jobs and their careers. And they lose their dignity. They lose their self-respect. When you say, well, I got to give up something to go to church and serve the Lord. Listen, I know people who've served sin and they've given up and lost their wife and their kids, their house, their money, their job, their dignity, their self-respect. You got to give up a lot of stuff to live in sin. People lose more money gambling than they would give in a tithe and offering to the local New Testament church. And I've seen people who have lost almost everything they had in gambling, hoping to win the jackpot on the lottery, hoping to win at the casino and everything else. And they say, oh, I can't tithe. They want 10%. Listen, if you make $500 a week, God says you can keep $450. 50 is the Lord. That's a tithe. And then an offering. I know people who drop more than 50 bucks at a casino. I know people who drop more than that a week buying lottery tickets, hoping to win the billions or the millions of dollars. And yet I've read studies and I've watched documentaries on this. When a lot of people win the lottery, they end up bankrupt and they end up losing everything they have. It will cost you more to live in sin. It costs for the booze, the drugs, the pornography, the money you lose in gambling. We say, well, I'm having a great time. Listen, I remember when I was a young man and going out and tying one on, I remember waking up one morning I was going to Eastern Michigan University. I was in the upper bunk. My buddy was in the lower bunk. And we wasted the whole day. We got home. I don't know what time. I remember we woke up. It was 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. I was laying in a bed of vomit and puke. I had puked all over myself. And I'm going, this is not fun. Okay? And people say, oh, man, I got so drunk and I had so much fun. How many people have been killed by drunk drivers? You see the little crosses dotting the state highways and the county highways and the back roads and the interstates where someone has been killed. And it's usually by a drunk driver. He doesn't bust a pimple and some innocent person gets maimed or gets killed. It costs to live in sin. People, as I said, lose more money gambling than they would give in a tithe and offering to their local church. Some people serve sin and they lose all their self-respect. I knew a lawyer back in Menasha, Wisconsin. He had been a very bright young man. They said he came from a family of lawyers, and he had graduated from college and going into practice. And then the drugs he'd been on in college and kept on with the drugs, it made him like a zombie. I saw him in a diner. And I used to go there and have lunch every now and then, and I said something to the gal who owned the diner. I said, the guy, he's like a walking zombie or something. You say hi to him, and his eyes are glassed over, and he just walks by. He had no personality. He wouldn't talk to people. He was just there like a zombie, walking in, sitting down. They'd bring his food and so on. And they said what happened, he had more or less wasted his mind on drugs, and he'd come in and eat lunch, and they would just sign the ticket and note that he was there and send the family the bill every week. He had wasted his whole life and his whole career because he blew his mind on drugs. Alcoholic dads that will drink away their paycheck, they'll beat their wife and beat their kids. Listen, you serve self and sin and the devil. You get arrested, you get thrown in jail, you get thrown in prison. And think of the time. I know people who spent time in the county jail, the city jail, or in prison. And they're there for how many weeks, months, or years? And they say, oh, I don't have time to serve the Lord. And then they have time to serve in prison. Listen, it's total stupidity. I knew a gal in Wisconsin, a lady in our church. She left her husband for another man. She'd been married over 20 years, and she left her husband because as she was going out with this other man, and then she fell in love, wanted to marry him, and so she packed her stuff, went over to the man's house. She had never been there before, but knew where he lived. You know who greeted her at the door? The man's wife. She lost her lover. She lost her husband. She lost her self-respect. She lost her testimony, and that is so sad. And the Bible said, be sure your sins will find you out. I want to encourage you today, if you're living in sin or you know somebody living in sin, listen, you need to get right with God and serve the Lord, and you need to pray for those that you know are not living right. They're living in sin, and you need to pray for them. You need to give them the gospel. We need to tell them about Jesus Christ. That's what will make a difference in the lives of people. That's the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what will make a difference. Time is getting on here, and I wanted to share these things with you. Serve the Lord. Go to church. Give your tithe and offering. Tell people about Christ. Read your Bible. Pray. Be the man, the woman, the young person that God wants you to be. Life is short. We got one time to go through life. Don't waste it. There is no second chance. Once you're dead, it's over. There is no second chance at heaven. There is no second chance of going back and reliving your life. It's over, and it's done one day. So I would encourage you, if you're not saved today, trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you've been running from God and you're living in sin, I'm begging you, get back and serve God. Repent of your sin and turn to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness. And get on with your life and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Till next week, Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. God bless you. Have a great week in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening in. And tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.